This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra and with violist Max Mendel. He's the featured artist in their next concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points Washington. Good to see you both.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Now, Max, the piece that you're playing is the Viola Concerto by Carl Stamitz, and this is a piece I don't see on concert programs all that often. So, is it one that you have in your repertoire? You take with you everywhere you go, or is it something you worked up for this concert?
Well, it's something that kind of every violist learns, actually, because it's a kind of a standard student work for preparing for auditions for schools and that kind of thing, because there's not a lot of solo classical repertoire for viola. I think it gets not enough attention, actually. I think it's a great concerto. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And I'm sort of fascinated by this repertoire, which is the kind of early classical, young Mozart kind of rep. It can be so fun and adventurous and kind of freewheeling. And I think it doesn't get enough attention. I think the big romantic stuff gets a lot of attention and Baroque music gets a lot of attention. But this kind of transitional period doesn't get as much attention as it deserves.
And that's part of how it came on the program. I mean, Max and I were in touch about possible repertoire concerti to perform. And this is a gorgeous piece of music, but that early classical element is fascinating. And in fact, this whole program addresses that a little bit. Of course, in Haydn, at the end of this concert, we're going to have high classical, but Haydn really helped establish what classical was. So getting this flavor of that, it's somewhat Mozart.
Sure.
You know, the flavor of the concerto will set us up very beautifully, I think.
Now, is this a problem that violists face? There's just a lack of repertoire compared to what, say, the violinists have and even the cellists to some extent.
Absolutely. It's the viola as a solo instrument did not really become a thing until the late kind of turn of the 20th century. It just wasn't really done. It was a supporting role most of the time. Composers saved their best stuff for their chamber music with viola. I mean, the viola parts of Mozart or Beethoven or Brahms is just full of the most rich viola writing. And that's kind of how I got addicted to playing the viola. But Carl Stamitz was a guy who grew up a musical situation. His father was the court composer in Mannheim. And he became this virtuoso. And I think he played the violin and the viola both equally well. And this is kind of one of the earliest examples of a virtuoso viola piece. It's got all sorts of pyrotechnics in it. And, it's just, I think it's really, there are some silly moments, but silly in the best way. Like, it's really a fun time at the concert hall.
I had a chance to hear it on YouTube, and there were some comments that said, finally, someone writes a concerto for this wonderful instrument. And then someone else had said, love the solo that comes at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So talk about your solo.
You know, it's interesting. Playing concerto is a challenge. It's, you have to have this sort of gladiatorial aspect to it. On the other hand, the way that I approach my career is that it's always a collaboration. So these are some incredible musicians we have here with the Heartland Festival Orchestra, and David's just so wonderful. So I'm looking forward to kind of making it a team effort. So, you have to deliver in the moment, which is a very exciting thing to do.
David, one piece that I'm just delighted to see on the program is the Simple Symphony by Benjamin Britten. This is also, I think, a fairly early composition of Britten's, and it's very colorful and very melodic, and the movements are each enjoyable in their own right, but there's a lot of contrast between them. What can you tell someone about this piece if they're not familiar with it?
Well, first of all, part of the reason Britten's on this program is that we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth year. So he was born in 1913, and this is a brilliant composer. He wrote these pieces when he was 20, but you can say he wrote them or he started them when he was between the age of 9 and 12, because at the age of 20, he was reviewing these the copious notebooks he had of pieces that he composed at the age of at that tender age, and he found these themes that he loved, and he crafted them into this piece that's called A Simple Symphony. Now the name is deceptive because it's not simplistic music. Mm-hmm. It's simple in the better sense of the word, in terms of we think of simplicity and beauty. These themes are gorgeous, and the way he manages them reveals a genius and a talent that was to be, that was to evolve during the career that followed for him. So his boisterous bourrée and his playful pizzicato and his sentimental saraband, there's something funny obviously going on in the names of the movements, and the frolicsome finale, he's got a four-movement work which follows the pattern of the classical symphony of an initial allegro, and then you have a kind of a dance, scherzo music movement, and then you have this very songful, gorgeous, at times heart-wrenching, slow song movement, and then followed by a finale which has those same qualities of a rondo, a final symphonic movement, and all of that in probably some 12 to 14 minutes. It's a very small, gorgeous jewel of a work. So this is showing off one of the pieces of Britten that belong in the repertoire of a chamber orchestra, and I couldn't resist including it in this program.
And Max, I was going to ask you, what's the difference between working in a chamber versus a full orchestra? Because you seem to have a proclivity toward the chamber.
Right. Well, there's some inherent differences in the way they're built. You know, the orchestra is kind of it's a huge group, so you have to have kind of you need somebody in charge. And chamber music, you know, with four or five people, you can kind of come to an agreement. I like to think that we can make orchestras more like chamber music ensembles. So, you know, try to get that real sense of collaboration going. So, you know, with a chamber orchestra, it's more possible to have everyone feel, you know, like they have their input and that they're part of the artistic kind of statement.
And this is a repertoire that I think lends itself for that, because if you think an orchestra in the time of Stamitz and Haydn was not 60, 80, 90 people. An orchestra would be like 18 or 22 people. So this is so you've got a repertoire that's very appropriate for the size of ensemble that you have.
Right.
And the conductor was a later invention, one of those later evils or whatever some may sometimes say. But and that's part
necessary
of the
necessary evils. Let's say. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You know, but that's part of the idea of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. Even though we have an artistic director in yours truly, the idea that the musicians are collaborating, that their input is really important to the performance, that's part and parcel of what the orchestra is about. And chamber music is typically one on a part, and orchestral situations, you have multiple players for a single voice, as in a violin section. But a chamber orchestra is a little bit, it's hybrid. It comes closer to that chamber music spirit where each person is individually responsible for that voice in the work.
And I would think that would be the joy of it. It's like everyone gets their moment in the sun.
Yeah, super fun. And I'm looking forward to it so much. There's, you know, some beautiful clarinet lines and, you know, just to be able to respond in the moment to people is really fun.
And I should jump in on that. The presence of the clarinet in the Viola Concerto was, first of all, fascinating. The Mannheim Orchestra had a clarinet, and that was one of the places where the clarinet began to come into full usage. Mozart did not generally use clarinets except till later on, Mozart himself. And Haydn, for that matter, didn't use clarinet. But we have clarinet in Haydn's Symphony No. 103 because the London orchestras where Haydn composed the work had very fine clarinet players. So this color is an interesting element that's included on two of the works.
You could say that Stamitz is a trendsetter in that respect. Instrumentation.
We've been talking with violist Max Mendel and David Commande, music director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, about their upcoming concert. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. Thank you both for being with us today.
And Nathan, several citywide Celebration of Women Artist activities continue this weekend in collaboration with National Arts and Humanities Month. One reception is tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at Exhibit A Gallery in Junction City. It's an exhibit called In the Manner Of. All of the artists are showing a piece of work in the style of some other artist who has touched their lives in a special way. So if you're out and about this evening, plan to stop on by.
And with Halloween coming up next week, the Peoria Riverfront Museum is showing several films on that theme. This weekend, they've got Hotel Transylvania, Ghostbusters, and Monster House 3D.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.